something that you might enjoy and see. You are good, and cheap, and I talked to Conley, and he said that he talked to Packers.
Yeah, told me.
Did you get the impression that Packers were going to stick around for a while?
For a while. And Conley made it very clear that he said he's a very upset man.
Yeah.
He told me. He said he paced around the room all the time I was there. He was at Conley's office. He came in and sat down. He sat for a few minutes. He said he was twisting his hands while he was doing that. And then he got up and started pacing around the room. He said, I've done it. The only way I could talk to him was to get out and pace with it. And he said, I was walking back to the trust group. And he said, you might have to publicly oppose this thing. And Conley said, you can't do that. He told me that I decided this way that you support the decision. I said, well, I'll change my mind, and if I do it, I'll just have to resign. Conley said, well, that's right. If you did it, you would have to resign, but you shouldn't do that. This isn't the time to do that. The theory of bailing out people who have failed and mismanaged their operations, and Conley said, I agree, it's wrong. I agree with your principle, too. I don't think we should either. But this is a special situation. We've got to do it to stabilize the economy, save the jobs, avoid the serious blow. But then he ended this kind of probably tells you, he put his arm around Conley and said, I have no problems with you, and I'm not going to do anything to hurt you, so don't worry about it. I'll talk to you later. I'll be with you for a while. And he walked out. Conley definitely has a feeling that it's patched up for now. Nothing was mentioned about the trip. Packard leaves Monday night for 10 days, I believe it is. I think that's intersected when he gets away. Conley has a very strong feeling that Packer will not do anything without coming in and saying so first.
Yeah, well, they want to do it.
No, so he's going to cut loose. And he thinks he's got another shot at it before anything happens, and then you'll have a shot at it before anything happens. He does. And he felt anything more ought to be done at this point. He did carry it specifically, said, do you think you should start the president? He said, no, I don't think you should.
Well,
apparently, this is a team, and the fire should bring in a team. Yeah. Hey, look, pitching in the chief of the health agreement.
No, I'm the mayor out there. I always do it so casually. All right. Well, I sure got quite a lot going down the business council. He said, my God, he said, I think the whole government's down there. We've got one-on-one down there. Right. If you're talking planning about this, I don't want to, I get business council sucking around with so much. So part of this, I'll say, how are they doing? Part of this is a reaction from last year when we didn't have enough coverage down there. Remember you called Eric and sent it down at the last minute because we weren't covered and didn't have anybody to go. So this time they overreacted and I don't know what else you want. Fine, you have Peter's coming to comment and you could have done it before. That's great.
Oh, comment.
He came last night, he said, they called me and talked to comment, he said, I don't match, I'm sure we are just showing up for this. I said, hell, this is because they're selling the reorganization thing last night, yeah. But I think that, I do think this, that we ought to remember that he is a man who anytime anybody from this office calls, he's going to come. And I do not want him to call unless we really want him, you know what I mean? Don't, he's never going to feel hurt if he's not invited, see? Do you think so?
Yeah.
And I want to work with the horse to death. I also don't want him to. John Mitchell has, I just don't think there's much to this business that stands by much. Because of the very combat, which is very standing, it's funny, maybe John. I never told Stan about it.
Yeah.
Well, he has.
Yeah. Says he did, and Stan is. Conlogs, U.S. Stan, we do it. Conlogs pushing harder for doing that.
Mitchell also raised another point, he said, as Bill comes out, see whether or not we would like to extend the pay, whether it's anybody we want. We want to waste the national committee, maybe there's enough money worth raising. See, this is a good point.
He still be national finance chairman, where his money runs in other places.
Yeah.
He thinks we've got a damn good opportunity to talk to him. That gave me a few days today. John Carter mentioned it. A hell of an opportunity to cash our chips now. To move on all our big buildings versus say, this bill's coming in. We've got to get the money in until now.
Getting
the checks and cash in before the, regulations. Otherwise, we just may not be any way to get the money in.
Yeah.
It puts a ton of thing on, and we ought to be able to stir some sums early.
Through all the messages to your government, government matter, and call now and ask them to fund it. Put that down as a possibility right now. I don't know if you said it now. I just bring them down and say, look, we're going to go and assist you. We want your help with members of the House. Right, when I raised this logic, then I indicated from the beginning that I thought, I wonder if we've done possible segment, segment. He never said to me that he didn't think about the city, if you know what I mean. He never hit it right on the head. They operate, just figured I didn't shoot the city, but I'm bad at management, a lot of other things.
You're in tough sweet on hockey, you're what, $500 million? Right, he made that I mean, he's done, he has done a good job of putting screws on some of these people that have screwed up their satisfaction if you put them out of business and don't have the capability.
I got other jobs in California. Going off on that point because that must not be used in the shoes that we have over there. Three national suggestions regarding agriculture, I thought, will you not? The politicians like tobacco, beans, hogs.
He's trying to do it.
Right.
That'd be a problem the others would think.
No. Mitchell. Right. $50,000 in total nonsense that they make. Our old John, I guess, or somebody, that they make egg for a friend or a dad, and the vice president would all be another $50,000.
O'Connor.
Sorry.
think the motion was vice president. They're really concerned about, I think there is concern about, we want to sit and talk about it, but Jake does it.
Yeah.
And I have that concern. I'd be very disturbed if, this is the people that he's got around him and the way are acting here.
At times, yeah.
Drives, well, a lot of capability, a lot of trouble. Basically, sometimes he drives to the job, but I don't change his. And I'd rather see Conley. You guys have to see.
Obviously, just doesn't see how he's doing about it.
I don't know. It's gotta be a way somehow.
Right, and on a healthy situation now, it's so hard to work, but work around, you know.
You afford to have to do that.
I try, it's all for the next year. You're kind of off the hook tomorrow. I want to read our revenue sharing. You know, and Richard Schultz and Erwin, they're not gonna be here, so I, let's just say, I don't know where Schultz or Erwin can be here. Conscientious to say it's all on you, but I said, look, let me show you.
Good idea. Those people, I'm sure it's.